Charlotte's K104.7 means more music and a better variety. K104.7. WKQC.
WKQC HD1 Charlotte.
Today's K104.7 means more music and better variety. And always on radio.com. K104.7.
I'm attorney Nick.
Dealer for details.
Todd Baker. Mornings on K104.7.
What do Doritos and Charlotte have in common? I'll find out in about 6 minutes. I'll tell you what your wardrobe cast is. Is it going to be wet today? Do you need to wear a rubber outfit? Don't go as far as being the gimp, but I'll give you details in about 6 minutes. Right now, Usher.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
More music and better variety all day while you work. Charlotte's K104.7.
More music, better variety. It's Charlotte's K104.7 and Todd Baker. Thank you so much for hanging out this morning. What do Doritos and the Queen City have in common? We have a famous director in the studio who hails from Charlotte. Mark Freiberger, welcome to K104.7.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Cannot have Atlanta getting one up on us here in the QC. So vote for Mark right now online, K1047.com. Fashionista Daddy, the link is right on my page. Today, what a change in the weather. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. It warmed up so much that the bugs hatched. I washed my car, and I'm like, wait a minute. It's January. How come I have bugs all over my car again? Yeah, apparently they were all hatching all over the show. Today, completely different. Not cold, about 10 degrees colder, but wet. Showers today, so wear something water repellent. Grab the umbrella. Right now, 61 in the QC. Will top it out at 66. Your wardrobe cast from Acosta Heating and Cooling. I have Barnum and Bailey Circus tickets. They're coming to town. Are you going to win them just after 7? By playing what? Did Little Honey Boo Boo say? We will decipher and translate some Honey Boo Boo from last night's episode on TLC just after 7 to give you a shot at Circus Ticks.
Todd Baker, mornings, K104.
Introducing a faster way to...
And friends.
K104.7 traffic after this. K104.7 traffic.
Things about as good as they can get out here. K104.7 traffic.
Todd Baker, mornings on K104.7.
Entertainment
on K104.7.
Tonight, we honor the television shows that have entertained us all year, as well as the films that have only been in theaters for 2 days.
That's what makes tonight so special. Only at the Golden Globes do the beautiful people of film rub shoulders with the rat-faced people of television.
Globes last night, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, of course, hosting. Ricky Gervais not invited back for a third year. Who were the big winners and who were the big losers?
Well, of course, your girl Adele won for Skyfall, the James Bond movie, the song that she did. Her acceptance speech was pretty funny. I mean, she's not from America, and she thought it was quite amusing, all the celebrities and stars at the Golden Globes. Also, our very own Homeland was a big winner last night. It was fun to see Claire Danes and Charlotte get the recognition. Some of the acceptance speeches, they included some lines about the sweltering heat in North Carolina and what it was like to work in the South on the East Coast.
Well, they've got them out there at Freedom Park. They shoot a ton of stuff there. It is get hot. It gets hot out there. Yeah. I go out there and I lose 5 pounds just doing one lap around the lake in July.
Ben Affleck's Argo and Les Mis were also the big movie winners. And I thought the SNL cast, Tina Fey, they were hilarious.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, yeah.
Yep, they were the hosts. But then there was a huge, hilarious monologue between Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig. They were the funniest part of the whole show, too, where they announced some of the nominees for Best Movie. If you haven't watched all of the Globes yet, there's going to be lots of highlight clips at K1047.com.
The real joke is none of them are on SNL anymore.
I know.
They've all left.
They've gone on to bigger and better things.
Too big for it.